Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about something that's pretty interesting. Don't waste your learning, Tim. Do this instead. I'm going to let Tim start off because he brought up a really good point. He wanted to talk about this topic, and I share passionately about this topic with a lot of entrepreneurs because I see them, they get stuck, you know, and they just can't seem to go where they want to go, you know, and the truth is that they've got great products, they've got great ideas, and why are they not succeeding? Why are they not, you know? So yeah, take it away, Tim.
Yeah, and so don't waste your learning, do this instead. Well, the this is execute, implementing what you're learning. And so we see so many entrepreneurs, business owners that are doing course after course, and they're subscribing to all the podcasts and reading all the blog posts, and they're doing all of the learning, but none of the implementing. And hey, I mean, we love it when people buy our courses. We'll love it when people listen to our podcasts. But our goal as educators, people that are teaching, is we want to share that knowledge so that you can implement that in your own business, and you can see results and success, not just so it becomes head knowledge. You know, you want it to be used, and you need to execute. And so, that's something that we see is, you know, so many people they're learning all these awesome things, but they're not really doing anything with it. And it can be, you know, frustrating as an outsider knowing like, oh my gosh, like you're so close, you have all the right tools, you need to actually go and use them.
Yeah, that is the one thing that I tell people over and over and over again, you know, is, you know, execution is the biggest pain point for most entrepreneurs. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but they have to wait until it's perfect, you know, and I mean, that is just the biggest myth in the history of the world. You know, you just need to do it, you know, just do it. Fix it. You know, I mean, that's one of the things I believe. I want to say that's one of my biggest attributes and assets as an entrepreneur, and why I feel like I've been such a successful entrepreneur, is because I am very good at executing, taking an idea, going from A to Z with it. I don't get stuck with all the BS in between. It doesn't have to be perfect. I know that I can fix it along the way. You know, I just need to be a step or two ahead of the customer sometimes, and that's okay, you know. So yeah, I agree with Tim 100%.
Yeah. And I agree with David's statement 100% about him being really good at executing. That is very, very true. That's one of David's many strengths, is executing. And that's something that I feel like I'm pretty good at. Otherwise I wouldn't have I wouldn't have a successful business. But it's something that I can tend to kind of get bogged down in, that, perfectionist mindset, which is very, very dangerous, you know, wanting everything to be perfect. But there's a quote, Chris Sacca from Shark Tank, I think that's his name, he was a guest shark. I love that show, by the way. It can be cheesy at times, but it's a great show if you're entrepreneurial and business minded. But the quote is something along the lines of, ideas are cheap, execution is key. So many people have great ideas. It's so funny when like a new product comes out that like is like unique and like just makes so much sense. Everyone's like, oh, I thought it out 5 years ago. We're like, well, yeah, there's probably 100,000 other people that did too, but this was the first company that was actually able to execute it. And so, yeah, like an idea is nothing. Like you can sit around and, you know, think of ideas all day, but what does that actually do? Nothing, unless you actually go and execute and take it from A to Z.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast. We really appreciate you listening to us. Come back and see us tomorrow. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.